Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
Well, it's been a busy week. I'm Rob, filling in for Faisal. So filling in for, we'll say small shoes. I think that's the normal joke, isn't it? Faisal's got bigger shoes right now on daddy duty.
That's right. Exactly right.
There's a lot going on. There's been a lot happening in the market this week. I've been covering the media. A couple highlights that I caught. First, Bank of Canada coming out, showing some surprise inflationary numbers on the rise here in Canada.
Yep.
That's an interesting one. What's that going to say for the next rate decision here early June?
Yep.
We can discuss that. And the bigger one that we were chatting about, retail.
Spending, right?
Yeah. The consumer.
Yeah, and it's there's some interesting trends developing here. But before we get into those details, and we do want to get into the details, we've got a pretty interesting show set up for you today because lots of people have been traveling, and traveling has become very expensive. So the question is, how do you find deals in an environment like this? And do deals exist? So we want to explore that a little bit. And there are some deals to be had out there. And then we also want to talk a little bit about capacity assessments. Now, I'm not sure that sounds super exciting to people, but this whole notion of estate planning and transitioning assets and wealth is becoming critically important. And if you don't spend the time up front to think about it properly, there can be some real problems. So we want to explore this notion of capacity assessments. What's that mean to each individual family? What do you have to do about it? Now, let's go back to that inflation number for just a minute. Mm-hmm. So we saw Canadian inflation surprisingly move a tick higher than the previous month. And it was certainly higher than what was expected. We expected to see a drop. Mm-hmm. What do you take from that?
So the big thing I took from it, one thing, I think it tilts the decision based on pause here in Canada. Is there a pause right now? Yeah. It tilts it further to, okay, do we have to raise going forward here? We were looking at kind of the market, bond market going forward, what's getting priced in. I just looked at it, trending upwards to 40, 50% now
right.
that it could happen.
Right, a probability being priced in that we could see another quarter point hike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what it does is it certainly lends credence to the argument about stickier inflation. Mm-hmm. Right, it's still taking time to come down. Now, keep in mind that the Bank of Canada and the U.S. Fed have really guided towards the end of 2024 to see it go down. But given the sensitivity of the market, any surprise to the high side is not going to be received particularly well.
Mm-hmm. I think the other point that I caught too is that the biggest point of that inflationary number was shelter.
Right.
Right. So rents and mortgage costs increasing.
Right.
So in a sense, the Bank of Canada raising rates has raised their own inflationary number.
And the question, you know, when you think about that is from a policy decision perspective, given what you just said, does the Bank of Canada look through that?
Yeah.
Right. And that'll really be the interesting. I think we got to follow the communication that the Bank of Canada gives with respect to that. Right. Because you're right. They could raise it further. That puts inflationary pressure higher if that's what's raising inflation. Right. So it's a bit of an interesting point. And we have to wait and see what the bank is, how the bank will respond to that.
Yeah.
Now, retail sales, you're reporting a lot on. And this is interesting, given that consumers, you know, you and I and all our viewers and listeners are the consumers that drive 70% of the GDP growth in Canada and the United States, right?
Yep.
So what did they tell us? What did the retail numbers tell us?
It's a mixed bag. And I think that the easiest way to break this down is sector of retail, because there's obviously different parts of retail. We all spend on different things.
Right.
We'll start at the high part for sure. So luxury goods.
Okay.
Canada Goose came out this week. Earnings looked pretty good. They're on pace.
Right.
U.S. sales had pretty much stagnated, and the huge increase in their volume was in Asia, right? So it's moved from the U.S. to Asia. Asia's just reopened.
Right.
Right. So that's why they're getting that trade again here. Stock didn't do too well, though. Afterwards.
Well, pre-market said it was going to do well, and then it opened up and it took a major nosedive, right?
Yeah, it was all over the map.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a disconnect between what the analysts are saying and what investors are thinking on what the growth and profit concerns are going forward for them. If they can continue, if the U.S., after the Asia trade slows on their spending reopening, can the U.S. pick that up? We don't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's the uncertainty of that going forward. What about, so that's the luxury market. What about sort of the discount market? What's that looking like?
Discount market. We had TGX. So that is a lot of discount stores in the U.S. They had great earnings and they have guided expectations higher here for the duration of the year. People are moving to those discount products.
Well, and let's talk about that mid-market, right? So you know, the average American, the average Canadian who might go and be looking at buying athletic wear from Foot Locker or something like that, mm-hmm. that mid-market space, that was interesting and telling as well.
Yeah, Foot Locker, they came out on Friday and they did not do well at all. And this is the second quarter in a row that they have guided lower. And I think that is the piece, right? Yes, discounts are doing well, right? Because people are looking for cheaper prices. We'll get to Walmart in a second.
Yeah.
But it's those pieces that discretionary items that people are going towards has slowed
in the
drastically.
Middle class, right?
In the middle.
Yeah, in that middle class. That seems to be, again, these individual data points don't necessarily make a trend, but that'd be pretty consistent with past economic slowdowns, right? It's the middle group that downshifts to that that discount brand, right? And we'll get to Walmart in just a second because it's interesting. Even within that group, there's a shift taking place. Luxury often doesn't get hugely impacted because, you know, the uber wealthy, as an example, mm-hmm. they tend to just continue to spend through. Like, they don't tend to get affected the way the rest of us mere mortals do, right? But what do the Walmart results tell us?
Walmart was fascinating. Now, I found this fascinating that 60% of Walmart's revenue now comes from groceries. So they are basically a discount grocery store now.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And so it also picked up on people coming, e-commerce, and then people coming to pick up.
Yep.
Right? So people are coming. My wife does the same. She goes and picks up there on the name brands that are everywhere else at a cheaper price.
Right.
But she's not going into the store and buying electronics or clothing or anything else.
Right on.
Right? So it's not driving consumers into those discretionary items that is higher margin price for Walmart. So they may see some margin pricing ahead.
Right.
Right. And they see, because they're a bellwether of the gamut, if you go into Walmart, you have your basket and you're doing all of your shopping in one place.
Yep.
Right. That's the trend.
Yeah.
Just groceries.
Makes sense. Listen, before we got another, say, 2 minutes or so, but I think we should talk a little bit about the U.S. debt ceiling. We continue to move closer and closer to that. Your thoughts, your takeaway on what sort of the developments this week?
Oh, well, it's a back and forth. I would say this. Unfortunately, it's political.
Yeah.
It drives markets up and down based on some major unknowns and the uncertainty.
Right. And it's going to continue likely to do that. I think we've been here 70 times in history. You know, if you look at the last 10 times we've been here, 2018 being the latest, what we've seen is actually the U.S. go through the date mm-hmm. that U.S. Treasury says we're out of money, right? So they go into this furlough period. 2018 was the longest furlough period of 35 days. And guess what happens when that happens? You get volatility in the equity markets. So the next few weeks, you know, could be fraught with some volatility for that. And investors have to make a decision at this point. Do you think that a U.S. government default is in the cards, where they're not paying their debt? Now, remember, their debt is the global risk-free rate. So that would be catastrophic if that happened. If you felt that that was the high probability outcome, mm-hmm. make sure that you're invested according to that. If that's not the high probability outcome, you might want to just brace yourself for them pushing through this as they play politics. And then if markets sell off, you look at 2018, Rob, we saw that market S&P 500 fall 16% as we went through that period of uncertainty. The bottom of the market, as I recall, was the 24th of December in 2018, and it fully recovered by the February 22nd, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever that is, 6 weeks of time. So it may present a buying opportunity too. We'll have to wait and see. But the uncertainty is going to likely create some volatility.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about our upcoming seminar. We got to make sense of all this to people. You know, these debt ceiling issues happen all the time. And given that people have long retirements, they're going to have to get through these kinds of things. How do we protect them against that?
You got it. We'll talk about that Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, so travel costs are up 11% over the past year. Now, how do you manage your travel plan and your finances through that? Where do you find some deals? Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.